Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulligan.
I'm Mark Whitman.
And we have been recording for about 2 hours. We're in our fantasy tournament, first of all. This is the wrestling podcast. We talk about the wrestling you grew up with, the wrestling you need to watch now, and stuff. This is not a three-hour Raw review. We're not previewing the Royal Rumble. Everybody else does that. Fantasy tournament, all right? We're getting down to the final 32.
As they say, the nitty-gritty.
The nitty-gritty. All right.
Do you like that little move I just did? I don't know where that came from. I
thought you were having a seizure or something. So here we go. This tournament was a blind draw from our four initial brackets that we did to get down to the final 64. All those episodes will be in the show notes.
Some of these are just easy.
All right, DDP and Shane Douglas.
Oh, DDP.
I agree.
And he's a bigger star. More people know
he's
who he
a bigger
is.
Star. And I think
world champion.
I think they have event. And here's the thing, Shane Douglas. They're going to have a great match.
Oh, great match. Yeah, great match.
Eddie Guerrero and Samoa Joe.
Me, personally, I think Eddie Guerrero is one of the greatest in-ring talents ever.
Yes.
And for me, it's hard for me to put Samoa Joe over him.
Oh, absolutely.
So I got to go. For me, personally, Eddie Guerrero. What do you say?
Oh, I say Eddie Guerrero.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you. Now, if I'm not mistaken, does it? And I may be mistaken, I'm sure. Doesn't DDP speak to the impact Eddie Guerrero had on his career as far as in-ring
stuff? I don't know. I've never heard him do it, but I think we did a show where I talked about it. I spoke to it.
Right.
Where, I mean, like, I think people take DDP seriously.
Right.
Because of Eddie Guerrero.
Yes.
Because
yes.
They did not take him seriously till his series of matches with Eddie Guerrero.
And so, in that second round, you're going to see DDP and Eddie Guerrero, which is a match we've seen. It's a match I wouldn't mind seeing again.
No, especially, like, because when you saw him, DDP, Eddie Guerrero was a established mid-card.
Yeah.
DDP was a sort of a comedy act, and he became an established mid-card. When we're talking about this tournament, you've got two guys at world championship level.
Yes.
So how great is that match? Because DDP was like, I'm trying to think, like a Sting.
Yeah.
With DDP had the right opponent. DDP could have some great matches.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his match with Goldberg, his feud with Randy Savage.
His match with Goldberg is probably Goldberg's best match.
Oh, yeah.
And the Savage stuff was just incredible.
Oh, what a great.
Had a great match with Sting one night on a Nitro.
Lord Steven Regal versus Rob Van Dam.
I have to go Van Dam. I think he's on a national stage. I think people look at him. Plus, I see who he's going to face, and I think he'll have a better match with him. Maybe, but then again, I could say, wow, man, Regal might have a knockdown drag out. So maybe
I'm going to be honest with you, all right? I'm going to say Regal because I know who – let's just – spoiler alert.
Okay.
The next match, the winner of Regal and RVD is going to be facing Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Who's going over Edge.
Yeah. And I like it.
I love Edge. Saw his last match. Love him. But Brock Lesnar just – he is a beast. That
right.
is not a
And you can't take him out this early in your tournament.
So – and again, we're thinking long term. We're thinking what's drawing – guys who get eliminated at this point, we're going to bring them back for some highlight exhibition matches in some of our later cards.
Yeah, man. And RVD, you can put with somebody,
So here's my question. Lesnar and RVD, I know what that match is going to be. A lot of super.
They actually have had a match.
Okay.
At King of the Ring.
Okay. But Regal and Brock Lesnar, I'm going to get something that maybe I haven't seen
this is
before.
True.
I think Regal's style and his size, he is going to get a whale of a match. And where you think, man, this is going to be technical because of the amateur bracket.
You never saw Regal and Finlay's
matches. No. But what I'm saying, but then they're going to just fight. And Regal ain't going to let Brock Lesnar suplex him everywhere.
No.
And so I. That's
if you don't believe that, go ask Goldberg what happened when he tried to.
Yes.
So okay. I'll agree. You talked me into it. Regal, mark it down. You changed my mind.
I'm going to be honest, Mark. As I look across this board, this final bracket, I love all these guys.
Uh-huh.
Huge respect. So what I'm about to say, I mean no disrespect. But other than Brock Lesnar, there is not the star power in this final bracket. You agree? As far when I think of Mount Rushmore,
there's another guy in his country.
Okay, no, right, correct.
That is every bit as over and probably more over than Brock Lesnar has been here.
Right.
So to see them to work towards getting to that
match. Right. So we're going to get to that match.
But
eventually.
We may not get to that match. Something may happen, you know.
The next match is Ron Simmons and Raven.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
I see who his opponent could be.
Oh, yes.
And I love it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I didn't mean to touch you. I'm sorry, Mark.
I'll never do that again.
Okay.
Plus, Ron Simmons is tougher than a 10-cent steak.
Yeah.
He can cut one of the most underrated promos around.
Yes.
And I just think he's great.
Can I? All right. I just need to write a note for a future episode we're about to do.
Really?
The next match is JBL and Jay Briscoe.
That's
JBL. I love Jay Briscoe. And also, it sets up that next match, JBL and Ron Simmons.
Yeah, and I want to play the APA song for both of them, and I want them to both walk out like APA. I want them to walk out together.
Yeah.
As the APA, and then walk to separate sides of the ring. Because everybody knows they legitimately are best friends.
Yeah.
Ron Simmons was JBL's best man at his wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're going to walk out together. Here's what I see.
Yeah.
They're going to take two beers.
Yeah.
Put them in a cooler.
Yeah.
And then they're going to fight.
Yeah.
And then somebody's going to win.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go down and grab those two beers and drink them as they walk off.
Not a handshake. Not a hug.
No.
Just guy pins. They get up, look at each other. They get out of the ring. There you go.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Our next match is Ole Anderson and
Mitsuhira Misawa.
Yes.
Okay, I got to go with Misawa.
Misawa.
I just think he's one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
He really is.
And he's an icon.
You think that, huh?
Yeah, it's my opinion.
Yeah, it's your opinion.
Okay. Right along with me thinking that the day after Thanksgiving, one of the busiest shopping days of the year. It may be the busiest.
Do you think the day before Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel days of the year?
I do. And I tell you what, I also think August, one of the hottest months of the year. My personal opinion is that August is one of the hottest months of the year.
You know, I spoke to a friend. Uh-huh. All right, I'm not gonna give his name away. Some people call him Crazy Dave. He sells fireworks. He told me that around the time of New Year's and around July 4th.
Uh-huh.
His business goes through the roof.
Really? About that time?
Every single... He said it's like clockwork.
I bet it is. He said you can almost set your watch to it.
He said it's almost like it's on the calendar. The last match, the last first round match of the greatest fantasy tournament in wrestling history, the history of civilization. Sergeant Slaughter and Kevin Owens.
That's a tough one, man. That's two guys who kind of have a similar build.
Yeah.
I don't know that you'd say a similar style.
Right.
But Slaughter could do that brawl style like in Slaughter's prime. If you've never seen him brawl.
Yeah.
You don't. Yeah.
The Pat Patterson match.
Oh, God.
From
MSG. So good, man. Sergeant Slaughter's an incredible worker.
Do I want to see Sergeant Slaughter brawl with Misawa? Or do I want to see Kevin Owens
have a match?
Yeah.
But Kevin Owens brawls, too.
He does.
All right.
What I'm saying, so when we're looking at booking two guys in a match, Masao is a tough. He's a tough joker. Okay. But his expertise is his technical skill.
Yeah.
So when you're matching up, when I'm trying to pick, I'm saying who. Now, sometimes it's a contrast. It's technical skill versus no technical skill. And you just see. So I don't know. My heart and my head are. I don't know. I really don't have. I want to say Kevin Owens. But am I being present biased? I see what's coming next. I see possibility of future opponents. I see in other places. I know we started out with some Japanese stars that have been whittled down now. So is Misawa going to go further in the tournament? Are we going to book him to go further? I don't know. I don't know. I'm curious to get your thoughts, Mr.
Well, Kevin. I look around. We got, and I know we're dealing with guys in their primes here, okay? But we got guys in here who are dead.
Mm-hmm.
We got guys here who are special attractions today.
Yeah.
We got guys who are bitter.
Yeah.
We got guys who are retired. We got guys who podcast. We got guys who are, you know, currently wrestle. We've really only got one guy that currently actively is there every week, and that's AJ Styles. He's the only guy that I see when I look.
Other than Hero.
Well, but Hero's, yeah. Okay, so.
So when you talk about our current list that we started with 32, we got down to 16, that bracket has been
Of course it has, but you had to know that was going to happen. I'm not done.
Yeah, gotcha.
Let me finish So do I put Kevin Owens on there?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to make sure that I represent today good.
Yeah.
Or do I understand as a promoter?
Yeah.
That not everybody in America is going to know who Misawa is.
Yeah.
And if I put Misawa in a match with Kevin Owens,
uh-huh.
Everybody might not know who Kevin Owens is.
Uh-huh.
But if I put Misawa in a match with Sergeant Slaughter, people will know who Sergeant Slaughter is.
Yeah.
And it adds some name value and some marquee value. So that's where I have to think about things. Do I want that marquee value of Sergeant Slaughter and Misawa? Who, if I'm Sergeant Slaughter in 83 or 84, it's going to be a good match. But the match with Kevin Owens is going to be better.
Yeah.
So what do you go with?
I don't know. Do you go with do Slaughter and Misawa, being that this tournament's in America, do they play off? Do we get some USA chance because it's Sergeant Slaughter?
True.
Does Misawa heal it up?
Yeah.
A little bit. I don't know.
It really wasn't his gig.
Right, right.
I tell you what I think. I think you go with Kevin Owens because I'm looking. The tournament's already generating enough interest.
Yeah.
I need to represent the new era of wrestling a little bit. And I need a couple of real good matches. Coming out of my tournament.
Yeah.
And this is a match that I'm not sure, and I'm not saying it one way or the other, that either one of these guys makes it to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that this is a match coming out of the tournament that people are going to be talking about for years.
That's a tape trader's
That's drink. A tape trader match is Kevin Owens versus Misawa.
I agree with you.
So I give my smart marks a reason to enjoy the match. So I'm going to go with Kevin Owens over Sergeant Slaughter for that reason.
Don't disagree with you there. So, moving on, our second round matchups out of this bracket, you're going to see DDP and Eddie Guerrero. You're going to see Steven Regal versus Brock Lesnar. You're going to see Ron Simmons versus JBL. And as Mark just mentioned, you're going to get Mitsuhira Misawa. Did I say that right?
I think it's pretty close.
Versus Kevin Owens. And so we have we got our final 32 set. Later on today, we're going to be whittling that down to 16.
31.
Oh, yes, 31. You need to go listen to what we'll call number three. I don't know how we're going to title these. Oh, dear heavens. I got to hurry up, get out, because
treachery afoot.
We're in an enclosed basement. Mark just, woo, doggy. Got to see a man about a horse. You need to see a man about DoubleDropKick.com. It's a website where you can see all of our great things. You also need to go ahead and go subscribe to us on YouTube. There's going to be some videos going up. You need to talk to us on Twitter. I'm at Heath Mulliken.
I'm at the DDK Show.
And you guys know we're wrapping up. There's no need to say anything else other than for the Double Drop Kick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.